Laverne and Shirley, read by the author Kelly Suiting. Have you ever seen the old sitcom, Laverne and Shirley? It was one of my favorite funny things to watch when I was very young. I loved everything about it, from the physical humor, how the characters engaged with one another, their accents, but more importantly, how Laverne wore the letter L on all of her clothes. I wanted to do that, and I wished my name started with an L. When I was in second grade, I remember walking into the classroom for the very first time and seeing a row of the most beautiful letters I had ever seen hung on the wall. It was the cursive alphabet. This may seem strange to some, but I have always been engaged in visuals and textures. Never passing a roadside sign without admiring how the letters would not only share a message, but to me was a creation of art. Even today, my camera roll is filled with photos of random signs, textures, and quirky roadside attractions. While gazing at the cursive writings, the one letter that caught my eye was the letter L, the letter L, Laverne's marking on her shirt. I felt that it looked magnificent. My teacher explained that we would be learning how to write those letters. Each day, we would learn how to write a new letter, and I could not have been more excited, especially knowing that in 12 days, I would know how to recreate my L on paper. So, each day, we would practice a new letter, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. It was finally the eve of getting to the L, and I went to bed early so I could wake up. The morning came, and I woke up all right with a fever of 101 degrees. As you can imagine, I was devastated. The following day, my teacher didn't skip a beat, and we were on to the next letter, M. I still, today, write the letter M disgruntled a bit. All I could say to myself was, surely I can figure out that letter L on my own. Now you may be thinking, what in the world does this have to do with anything? Well, let me ask you this before I move on. Do you know what motivates your students? Do you know their passions? Do you know how they feel most comfortable in a school setting? Do you ever know how they would prefer feedback? Have you ever asked your students, what do you hope the school year will look like for you? Have you asked your students about how they feel about online learning? Have you ever asked your students to share when they feel engaged in school and when they do not? Have you ever asked your students what they wish they could be better at achieving? Have you ever asked your students what they feel, what they are good at doing? So at recess, I would draw with my arms, air draw the letter L to practice. My teacher had recess duty and asked me what I was doing with my arms. When I told her about the day I missed and how sad I was, she listened. Surely we can find ways for you to learn that letter L, she said. She gave me chalk to practice on the pavement. She let me write the letter L on all of my papers that I would turn in. She would let me write the letter L on the chalkboard, and she would let me help others practice the letter L. You know what else she did that impacted me as an educator today? She never let another student miss a letter if they were absent. She heard me and made that change. It mattered to me, and she made it matter to her. What matters to your students? Do you know? If not, surely there is still time. On a side note, if I am ever participating in an online activity like Kahoot, etc. with you, know that I am always the Laverne in the room.